Come on now. Except a man be born again of the unadulterated word of revelation, right, he cannot even see the kingdom of heaven. See doesn't mean see with your eyes. It means to understand it. Except Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again of the unadulterated word of truth, right, he cannot see, understand the token. It's already got it. And I said this or that. But Jesus said, ye must be born again. Born again of what? We've all been born wrong.
Amen.
That's the reason why we couldn't produce what they had at Pentecost.
Amen.
Come on now. I know it's hard, but we got to say amen.
Amen.
We haven't been able to produce what they did at Pentecost.
Amen.
We haven't been able to produce what the apostles produced. Why? We've had the wrong bloodline. We've been saved out of the world, saved from herself, saved from smoking, saved from drinking, saved from committing adultery. But now, that's not enough.
Amen.
Amen. Not enough to produce the rapture and an apostolic, real, genuine Pentecost church. We've got to get back to the bloodline. And we cannot have fellowship with Christ until we get back to the bloodline. Now, where is the blood at? It's in the unadulterated, revealed Word of God.
Amen.
And when we receive the revealed word of God on the promise of the hour, we receive the blood seal. The blood is washing us and cleansing us from all of our unbelief.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What is it? The preaching of the revealed word is casting down imagination.
That's right.
And every stronghold that the devil's built up in your mind.
Amen.
We say, well, I had this. Then the revealed word comes. Reveal word comes to you and tears down everything in your mind. Cast it down to the ground. Tears down and throws everything down the ground. And anything that exalts itself above the revealed word of God will tear it out of your mind.
Amen.
And then what are we doing? We are, now notice here, when you receive the word of the hour, the revelation of the hour, now, it doesn't mean that you got a great power of God come up on you.
That's right.
That does. You may not have any supernatural experience at all. Nothing whatsoever. No sensation at all. But all once you see.
Yes.
And Jesus, come on now, take the word of God just like it's written. Don't try to figure it out. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall never come into the condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Didn't say you felt it, but did you hear it and understand it?
Amen.
Huh? Now we're talking about rapture.
Yes.
Not second resurrection, but rapture. He that heareth my word. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, Nicodemus, ye must be born again.
Amen.
You're born wrong.
Amen.
He tried to figure it out in his intellect. How am I going to go back in my mother's womb? I'm 180 pounds and 6 foot tall or 5 foot 8. How am I going to do it? And he said, oh, Carl, Nicodemus, you.
That's right.
He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or where it goeth, so is every man that's born again.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Hallelujah. He said, the wind goeth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or where it goeth, so is everyone that's born again.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Why? What is he saying? All at once, all you know is you accepted the word of God and you believed it and said, like Mary, be it unto me according to thy word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sure. Now what? Now, when you accept the word of God in your heart and you believe it and you understand it, then Jesus said you can see the token then.
Right.
Except a man be born again, he cannot see it. He'll fight it. Now, when you go and tell them about the token revelation, don't they begin to fight it?
Yes.
That proves right there they're not born of the word of God.
Amen.
Here it comes.
Yes.
He that is born of the unadulterated word cannot disbelieve the word of God.
Amen.
Why? He is born of the revelation.
Yes.
He can't doubt it.
That's right.
You can't make a word of God lie. Now it said, herein is the children of the devil made manifest in man.
Yes.
Huh? And if any man says that he walks in the light, If he says he's fellowship with Jesus Christ and he don't believe the preacher of the token, he's a liar.
Amen.
And except a man be born of the unadulterated word, he cannot understand the preaching of the token. He'll fight it. He'll fuss with it. He'll argue with it. He'll cast out your name as evil and separate you from your company. What? Yes, sir. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, and he's revelation, if he's the revelation, we got to be the revelation. Huh? And then if we're the revelation, he's the revelation, and the other man is walking in the flesh, the Bible said he that walketh in the flesh cannot please God. Why? It's because the flesh is an enmity against Christ, the revealed word of God. A deadly enemy. He's in his intellectual mind and you're in the spiritual mind. And he's trying to fight you with his intellectual interpretation of the message. And here you're born of the revealed word of God, and you just have to say amen, 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 amen.
Yes.
Oh my. God help us. But if we are born of the unadulterated word of God by revelation, then the blood of Jesus, oh friend, I tell you, God help us to see that from our heart. What greater thing could you have than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleansing you tonight and him looking at you through the blood and see it? Let me tell you something. Did you know, Brother Branham, I know I'm taking a little long, but I just got to
tell you. Amen.
Go on. Did you know that Brother Branham said justification? Help us to see that from our heart.
Yes.
What greater thing could you have than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleansing you tonight and him looking at you through the blood and see it? Let me tell you something. Did you know, Brother Branham, I know I'm taking a little long, but I just got to
tell you. Amen.
Did you know that Brother Branham said justification, the Lord revealed to him justification like a drop of ink went in a tub of bleach. And the tub of bleach completely annihilated the drop of ink. And he said our sins was like a drop of ink. But when it's placed in the unadulterated bleeding word of God, coming from the
glory.
Word of God, the blood of God coming from the word, he said, your sins is like ink dropped in a tub of bleach. It completely annihilates it. You can't find it. Now, do you see why that we're coming to the place where men and women will say, to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea? Why? You're going to take the place of God.
Amen.
The only way that a people could take the place of God on the earth is have their sins completely annihilated away from them. Because he's so holy and so just, he couldn't come to you that close for you to do those things unless you were justified and made righteous by the revealed word of God. Now, what's people trying to do in the hour, this hour? They're going about trying to establish their own righteousness. And righteousness is not of works, but it is of faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You get that?
Amen.
Righteousness cometh by faith. And then that the promise might be made sure to all them to believe. Amen, amen,
amen.
Now, what are we doing? We're having fellowship tonight. Why? It's because we're all walking in the light.
Yes.
Now, you go down to another assembly that don't believe in the token, see if you can have any fellowship. You go away there so sad and grieved that you can't stand it.
Amen.
No fellowship. Is that the truth?
Amen.
No fellowship at all. But he said, if we walk in the light, Revelation sees in Revelation, we have fellowship one with another, and then the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
But if we say that we fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We do not the truth. Thank God that he's given light in this hour, that by this light we might walk step by step with the revelation to the promise of the hour. What is it? This is seven steps. We're going to take seven steps toward Christ.
Amen.
Can I say something else about this?
Yes.
Amen.
You know, we don't teach pyramid doctrine, but God's Bible is in the pyramid. The pyramids are perfect. They're very perfect. And you know, right up here, before the capstone is put on, there is a ministry right here.
That's right.
Called guard. There's a guard with a sword.
Yes.
Comes out and challenges the comer that's coming into the presence of the king chamber, before you can get to the king's chamber, there is a man comes out here with a sword. He's a guard.
Amen.
He's guarding the king's chamber. And when you come up there to come into the presence of the king, he comes out there and challenges you with a sword.
Amen.
And if you get into the king's chamber, you got to come by the man.
Amen.
With the sword.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Oh, glory.
Glory. Amen. Yes. Yes.
Now, what was it in the Garden of Eden? When they was put out of the king's chamber, how the garden looked, there was a flaming sword. And it said there was a flaming sword turning every which way you went to try to get in. You try to enter into the mercy seat, the blood, and he'll turn that word this way and that way to see where not you're going to say amen. And then he'll go over here and turn it this way. You try to slip around some other way, he'll hold it there. And if you get past that guard, you can go into the kingdom.
Glory!
You want to walk in the light?
Amen.
What was it? The revealed word of God has come forth as the sword of the king. And the sword of the king is challenging us to see whether or not we've come the seven steps to enter into the presence of the king. Let's bow our head while sister comes to pray. Let's sing a chorus of Walk in the Light.
Praise you, Lord, praise you. Oh, Lord, praise you, Lord.
Let's pray while we play softly. How many want to accept God's provided way, children? You don't want to try to come your way. You want to just turn a corner and come God's way, no matter how hard it is for us. Just, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. I thank you for all these things you've done for me, Lord. But I want to come thy way, God. Lord, I want to be the revealed word of God and come thy way. I want to be able to pass the examination of the guard sword, Lord, to come into the presence of the king. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we've had a wonderful time today, feasting upon the revealed word of God. We thank you for every testimony. We thank you for every precious person here. Lord, I wish I could do more for these precious people. But God, I remember the words of the prophet that had great miracles, great signs, and great wonders. He prayed and said, Oh, Father God, I thank you most of all the things you've done for me, I thank you most of all for the revealed word in my heart.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for the revealed word.
Yes.
God, help us to become the full revealed word for this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing.
We'll walk in the light, such a beautiful light, comes where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night.
Jesus, the light of the world. You know, Brother Branham was the light as long as he was.
us.
Yes.
Now, where's the light at, man?
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
John the Baptist said, I'm not the true light.
That's right.
I'm only pointing to the true light.
Glory.
Amen.
But until the day star rises, dawns in her heart, we'll keep praising him and thanking him for the evening light. And the evening light is shining up on the pathway, showing you the promise of your hour. And we're not unto those that draw back unto perdition, draw back into Egypt, but we're believing unto the saving of the soul.
Yes, Lord.
Not just God saving us from our sins of the world and everything, but he's saving our soul. What is he doing? Our inward man is growing every day in the likeness of Christ. And then when we see him, we'll be like him.
Oh, glory.
Now, glory. What a blessed, blessed honor it is to just be able to be partaker of that. And one day we'll be like Enoch. We'll be not, because God will take us.
Amen.
Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God, and he was not, because God took him.
Amen.
And that's exactly the end time bride. She's going to walk with every word of God, and she's going to walk out of here one day. Do you want that with all your heart?
Yes.
I know you do. God hasten the day and bring it soon. May, before we leave here tonight, may it return. May he come with a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Let's stand to our feet now and sing. It'll be light about the evening time. What for? Fellowship. You want a fellowship with the Lord?
Amen.
Remember the angel of the Lord told Brother Branham after he stopped the storm in Colorado, and I was out there with him, it's a terrible storm. Think about one little bald-headed preacher. The world didn't know anything about it, but there he stood on the mountain. Great audible voice spoke down and said, I'm the God. Said, I walked on the water. I stilled the storm. He said, you speak to that storm. Tell it what you want to do. Brother Ram said, storm, I resent you. Go away. The sun be shining in 10 minutes. Shine for 4 days till we can get our deer and be gone home. What happened? Great Jehovah come down and blow the storm away. Took down off the hill to go tell the little brothers about it down to camp. And the same audible voice spoke again and says, Brother Branham,
amen,
won't you fellowship with me? What is it, God wanting fellowship? Why has he sent a prophet so he could bring the word? Why has he brought the word so it could bring us back into a perfect fellowship with Christ? Do you appreciate it? It'll be light about the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find. In the waterway, it is the light today. A buried in the precious name of Jesus, young and old, repent of all your sins. And the Holy Ghost shall enter in. The evening light has come. 'Tis the fact that God in Christ are one. Yes, it'll be light about the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find. In the waterway, it is the light today, a buried in the precious name of Jesus, young and old, repent of all your sins, and the Holy Spirit will enter in. The evening light is come. But 'tis a fact that God in Christ are one. All that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ is, he's going to pour into the little bride. How many wants to pour it in him? Pour right in me, Lord. Fill me right up. I want to become the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I want to become deity made manifest. And what is it? When deity comes into this word born, man, what's it going to be on earth? It's going to be deity speaking.
Amen.
Oh, brother.
Yes.
That ought to keep us going.
Thank you, Lord.
Can that bring you through your trial this week? Yes, you stumble and fall and you have a hard time at work and all the tribulation coming upon you, just think about it. Fellowship with the Lord. And I guarantee you, if you just stop and think on the token, wherever you're at, no matter how hard it's going, if you'll just stop and think on the token, you'll find His presence. No care where you're at, if you think on His revelation, on your job, wherever you're at, if you think on that, you'll find His presence. Why? Because if you think on His revelation, then you're having fellowship with Him. And what is it? The blood of Jesus is washing and cleansing you. And He's looking at you. You stumble and fall. He don't look at your fault. He don't look at your mistake. But what's He looking at? Red through red.
Yes.
Looking red through red. He
yes.
sees nothing but the righteousness of Christ.
Amen.
And He don't see you with all your flaws and your blemishes. You know what? When He looks down and sees you, the Father God looks down and sees you, and all your faults and blemishes there, and your little stumbles and your falls that you make, when He looks down there, He don't see that. He just turns His head, and He looks at the perfect one, Christ.
Amen.
And the devil comes up, did you see what Brother Bob done today? Now you say he's your servant. Now I want you to look there. Look what he done today. He just
right.
turns his head, says, yes, that's right, but look here what he done for him.
Oh,
and he just looks at the perfect one. And he's looking at the finished product. He's not looking at what I am today, but he's going to look at what I'm going to be tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
When I'm made perfect. By the washing of the blood of the Lord Jesus. How many want that perfection?
Amen.
Not my perfection, but His perfection. Let's bow our heads. Praise the Lord. Brother Graves.
Precious Lord, we do thank you. What a fellowship we can have indeed this day, Lord. We just thank you for your word, Lord, that lives and abides forever. Even though heaven and earth are going to pass away, yet your word will stand forever.
Amen.
Oh, thy word is forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
Oh, there's many passing things in this world, Lord. But we thank you. There's something sure. There's something steadfast. There's something right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many times look about, it seems like the devil would have his own way. But, Lord, we know that he doesn't.
Amen.
He is limited, Lord. And Lord, if you will have to be the victor continually, hallelujah. And you, we can still be victors, Lord, over the devil, even this day. We thank you, Lord, for
Amen.
That precious blood. Now, Lord, we do thank for Brother Bob, who gives everything he has, Lord, to bring us this word, Lord. And yet, Lord, he can't give us a revelation. We have to receive the revelation.
Yes.
So, Lord, we can't do it for us, Lord. He can do so much, but, Lord, we need to. Receive the revelation, Lord, has to come
Amen.
With me.
Amen.
The Lord, just reveal yourself even a greater way. Lord, we have received revelation
Amen.
Today, but Lord, we tomorrow want to receive more revelation, greater
Amen.
Revelation.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, just have your way. Lord, we know that things are going to come to an end very soon.
Yes.
Lord, then we'll be able to tell who is right and who is wrong,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
But we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank the comfort we can have in you, Lord. Oh, we do thank you, Lord. Pray thy blessing. Each
Amen.
One is here this day, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord, just bless each of us, Lord.
Amen,
and just
Lord.
Become more like you.
Amen.
And, Lord, just work to take off the rough edges, Lord.
Amen.
Whatever needs to be taken off from us, Lord.
Amen.
And just want to be settled in you. And, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord. Oh, this is thy love, Lord. We'll give you the glory and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For his glory.
Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you. Listen, while you go, I'd like to remember Brother Billy Paul and Lois in prayer. I guess you probably heard the news. They lost another baby, and this is two. They've lost two now, and they need prayer. So you remember, pray for Billy Paul. I know they're going through an awful trial at the tabernacle there, and I guess we don't know the half of the burdens that the little fella carries. Yeah, he's all right on that. But the baby was born in bad shape. You remember they had to take the blood, change the blood or something, and he was in bad shape. And we know the Lord knows about these things. The Lord's gracious to our home and revealed both of these babies that's come. The Lord revealed that in our home. We don't understand why, but he did anyway. And we don't understand, but we know that The Lord knows about it, because before we knew that Sister Lois was pregnant, before we ever heard about it. And the other baby, the Lord revealed in her home and saw it, and how it looked and everything about it. We know the Lord is trying to work out something in her life, something there, and it's very hardship on them. And you know, what makes it doubly hard, see, there's a lot of the ministers just dump their troubles right on Billy Paul. Yes. Billy Paul ain't able to do that, see.
Amen.
I don't know how the boy stands up under the load he's carrying. And we need to pray, tell you what helped Billy Paul more than anything else in the world, that he himself would get a divine revelation of his daddy's message. As Brother Branham said, after preaching Future Home Earthly Bride, said, "Paul, did you get that this morning?" He said, "Yeah, I got it, Dad." He said, "Paul, did you really get it?" And he said, "No, sir." And he asked his wife, "Did she get it?" And she said, "No, I didn't." He said, "Every one of you are going to have to understand that to go in the rapture." And so my prayer is that I could live a life that would be so pleasing to Christ that he could somehow do something for us here in Connecticut.
Amen.
That would cause the others to look on to see what happens.
Because
many times I want to write Billy Paul and say, "Billy Paul, I love you." See, I can't do that. I do. But you see, in the first place, if the Lord didn't reveal it to him, he wouldn't know.
Because
so many say, "I love you." But see, the Lord knows how much I love you. The Lord knows how much I love Sister Branham, how much I love Brother Branham. And because that I do love him, like I do in my heart, that's why I strive so hard to stay in the Word of God.
Because
I know that if I can come out with the right revelation and get a revival in my congregation, I can help Sister Branham more by giving her all the money that I could get on earth, buying her new home, buy her new car, buy all the clothes she wants, whatever it could be that I could do for her. If I could get a revival in my congregation, if I could help her spiritually and help her soul, that would be to me, I'd say, "Brother Branham, I did the best that I could do." And how many would like to help Sister Branham, Billy Paul?
Yeah.
Nobody has got a revival. Nobody. If this congregation could go out and get a revival, we can help Billy Paul. We can help Sister Branham. We can help every person that loves the prophet. Because tape meetings, all the meetings they have, will never bring unity to the bride of Christ. Only he can bring it. And we'll never have true fellowship. We cannot have true fellowship around Brother Branham being a prophet. How many say amen?
Amen?
The only way that we can have true fellowship is the way we preached it tonight, through
amen.
The revealed Word of God. If we can get a revival in our midst, then we can get their attention to come and see. How many is going to pray this week for that? Pray that while Brother Ruddle's come, may God use Brother Ruddle. Lord, what is it that we've got to do to just spark that off?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, I want it so bad, so in my heart. What could spark it off, Lord? It could be another return to Pentecost. That's the only thing it's going to bring. Believe me, when it winds up, you're going to find out, Brother Bob told you, it's true.
Amen.
Yes.
Going to find out that is the only thing that can bring the bride of Christ together. It's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Anything else besides that will be all in vain. So God bless you, and take the name of Jesus with you now.
Take the name of Jesus with you. Child of sorrow.